For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team returns to CCHA play this weekend, joined by freshman defenseman Max and Vig out of Bismarck. Max, with your family history, you had to have a pretty good clue as to what college hockey was going to be all about. What was it in the first half, though, that stood out to you that you're like, whoa, that was maybe a little different or maybe a little different than what I was expecting?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, growing up, college hockey was always the goal, always the dream. And I think the first half, it was just eye-opening how detailed the game really is and at how high of a level that everyone is playing at. I remember the first, those two games against St. Cloud, everyone's sticks were in the right spot at the right time. I mean, everyone's in the right spot in the breakouts and transition. And so I think that was honestly the most eye-opening thing is how detailed the game really was and how specific every spot and system is.
How much better are you at dissecting all that now on the fly?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a night and day difference. I feel way better coming into the second half than I did the first couple weekends. Obviously, like getting the experience that I've gotten here is going to help a lot. My coaches trust me and my teammates trust me, and that's a huge piece of just becoming confident, especially in college hockey. So I think, yeah, overall, I've excelled in a lot of spots, and I'm feeling much more confident coming into the second half than I did at the start.
You've had some success on the offensive end, jumping down, almost right down the slot in between the circles. Puck comes in, you've got a bomb, and you release that thing quick. Has that always been a part of your game?
Yeah, I think ever since I started playing hockey, I've always been a defense or offensive defenseman. Going all the way back to high school, a lot of the times I was depended on in North Dakota high school hockey to score goals. And so I think that's a key piece that I've kept in my game throughout juniors in college now. But I think really the most important thing is I've learned the defensive side and then when to jump up in the play. I think with a few of my goals this year, you can kind of tell how you're jumping up in the play in the right time and then you get rewarded with that. And so it's a lot about timing and just knowing when to get up in the play.
Yeah, into that, my next question. Your position is defenseman. How much better on that end of the ice are you?
Yeah, I think I've gotten so much better. Like I said, the experience that the coaches have given me and the trust they've shown me obviously instills a lot of confidence in me and allows me to play my game. But I think overall, like, if I want to play at the next level, then I'm going to be expected to play really good defense, and that's what I take pride in, and I'm going to try and continue to do that here for the Beavers.
On the defensive end, how do your forwards help you? On the offensive end, how do you guys help the forwards?
Yeah, I think defensively, just forwards being in the right spots on the breakouts is huge. Our forwards do a really good job being out of the wall and being in the middle and allowing us to have a good breakouts and get out of our zone quickly. They also do a good job coming down towards the house, especially when the puck is, you know, turning around the offensive end and you don't really know what's going on. It's kind of getting scrambly, so they do a good job covering our backs inside the house. And then offensively, how do we help the forwards? I think just being open on the blue lines, communicating, and then, like I said earlier, just knowing when to jump up in the play. It's huge when you can beat your defensive forward up the ice and create an odd man rush. And with a few of my goals, you've seen that this year and a few other defensemen.